May expected to feel more the first time she saw a dead body. Blind panic, breathlessness, dark clouds and thunder. Instead, gentle waves rolled in beneath a sky so bright she raised a hand to dull it. The world turned like it didn't know, like it didn't care. She'd skipped English and crossed the hockey pitch to the woodland beyond, found the cliff edge and followed the track down to the beach. It used to be her place, where she went to forget. She glanced back and saw him following. Hugo Prince was everything she hated.
We need to talk about last night.
Callum is staring wide-eyed at his finger, still as a rabbit, dazed by the snap of a snare and making no attempt to staunch the blood. I snatched the towel from his hand and swaddled the tip of his finger in it, for the priority when dealing with a wound spouting excessive blood is to remind the blood that it will do far more good inside the body than out. It soaks through the cloth almost immediately, leaving my palms red and sticky. My hands are steady, I noticed with a blush of pride, even after the good jolt my heart was given when the actual severing occurred.
I wish you weren't leaving like, Erin had said on that last day, her Dublin brogue more pronounced. It always was when she was upset. Bella looked over to her surprised. Neither of them had been very good at expressing emotion in their time there.
I'm only going to London, Bella said, picking up her overstuffed rucksack and a bulging blue IKEA bag. Mum wants me to stay at hers for a few months until I find a place of my own.
Sounds nice. There was no envy in Erin's voice, no self-pity, but Bella felt bad.
Your mam's already here, by the way, Erin added, talking to Haslam.
You sure? Erin nodded, cocking her head sideways. Bella was about to ask her why she hadn't told her sooner, but she knew. She didn't want Bella to leave.
Haslam's laying on the charm with a shovel, Erin added. Better get down there before you have a wee sister.
Thanks, I said. That looks great. Just what the doctor ordered. Straightening up, he reached his hand towards the back of my head, but stopped short of touching it.
Do you mind if I take a quick look?
I shook my head, signalling permission, and he gently pushed back my hair.
Oh, boy. He smelt like cedar. I tried not to sniff him.
Rein it in, Daisy, jeez. Maybe the bump on my head was worse than I thought.
No permanent damage done, he said,
sitting in an armchair opposite me and staring deep into my eyes. Inexplicably, my heart started to beat a little faster. Well, maybe it wasn't so inexplicable. I might have been slightly traumatized, but I wasn't blind.